Drop, preceded by The Who on the theme for tomorrow, and the Magic Bus. I did actually ride the Magic Bus once from Athens back to London.
Did you really?
I did, yeah, courtesy of the British Embassy in Athens. Because being a wild young thing, I spent my money in the tavern and didn't have any money to get home. So it was either that or hitchhiking. And fortunately, the British Embassy were on hand to contact my parents, who wired them some money so that they could put me on the bus and send me back to Blighty.
Did you pay your parents back?
Oh, probably. At some point. Let's talk about the weather. Peter from Maganioska, weather experts. June here on the Riviera has been as good as it gets. Warm, but not too hot. It's been hot enough, though, hasn't it? Don't you think?
Yes.
You want it to get hotter? No, we haven't had a heat wave. But
no, we haven't had the... And it started quite late. No?
But it's been hot.
It has been hot enough for me anyway. OK, let's go with it's been hot.
Almost exactly the normal amount of rainfall we usually get this month. Not much, really, although most of it fell on just one day, the 8th of June. And we were, in fact, 3.8 degrees warmer than the average June. Goodness knows what it'd be like if it was warmer than that. But it's still comfortable. I haven't seen these stats from Meteo France for the rest of the country, but judging by what we've seen on TV lately about the storms and other areas, the average temperature for the country as a whole would probably be well below normal. Once again, the Côte d'Azur has been the best place in France to live. The end of June marks the halfway point through the year. So far in 2021, we've had 82% of our expected rainfall, which is low but not disastrous. It's been 1.2 degrees warmer than normal so far this year, which is in keeping with recent years. July and August are usually our warmest and driest months, so let's all enjoy a great summer here. Apart from the roads, of course. No comment.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
Starting with the Independent, Labour's deputy leader Angela Rayner said a report that her supporters are preparing a leadership challenge to Keir Starmer if he loses the badly in-spent by-election is news to me. MPs have been canvassing support among parliamentary colleagues and trade unions, The Times reported. Rayner would need the support of 40 MPs, 20% of the parliamentary party, to mount a challenge. Left-wing MPs have been approached about a possible challenge if Labour's performance at Thursday's by-election is poor, according to the newspaper.
And in this morning's Figaro, a new European COVID travel pass in use from July the 1st is to speed up processing at arrival and departure points between different countries. The new travel pass with a QR code will show details of vaccination against COVID or recent negative tests, and it can be presented in digital or paper form on board trains, planes and coaches in order to show officials at borders.
USA Today says a grand jury in Manhattan has indicted the Trump Organization, long managed by former President Donald Trump, and its chief financial officer in connection with tax-related offences. A person familiar with the matter has told USA Today.
And in The Parisian, the city of Paris has said it is considering to ban e-scooters if the companies who operate them don't enforce speed limits and other rules. The warning comes after an Italian woman died earlier this month after being hit by two women who fled the scene.
BBC World Service News, live from London, coming up, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. This is the Full English Breakfast Show, online as well, rivieraradio.mc.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue, Cannes, and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
Thursday morning pop quiz.
Certainly is. Question number one. On this day in 1963, the Beatles recorded and released this song. It went on to become the Beatles' first million-selling single. 1963.
She Loves You.
Correct. Question number two. This American female singer celebrates her birthday today. Born on this day in 1945, as she scored five UK number one singles, including Heart of Glass.
Debbie Harry, Blondie.
Correct. And finally, to do with the theme of summer holidays, Sealed with a Kiss with a hit for Who in 1962.
Brian Hyland.
Very good. There you go. Hat trick. It was easy, though.
Well, you know, some people might not have known Brian Hyland, you know.
True, true, true.
Those people who weren't born at the turn of the last century, you know. Oh, no, it's the wrong one. I'm not playing that.
That was itsy
witsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Oh dear, right. She was afraid to. No. I'm not going there.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyce has the top stories across the Riviera.
Due to the COVID epidemic, several measures that were expected to take effect on January the 1st were postponed. Today, July the 1st, will see the following measures introduced. The duration of paternity leave in France is to be doubled from 14 to 28 days. There'll be a revaluation of partial unemployment and the introduction of the European Health Pass to travel in Europe. The price of gas is to increase by almost 10%, and independent workers will see new benefits introduced for sick leave, which is similar to those in the private sector. For employees of companies in the sectors most affected by COVID or administratively closed, they will continue to receive compensation equal to 84% of the net salary until August the 31st. Premiums for the purchase of a car is on the decline, with premiums for the purchase of new electric vehicles falling by €1,000. The bonus thus increases to €6,000 for cars sold for less than €45,000 and to €2,000 for those less than €60,000. The same goes for plug-in hybrid vehicles. The aid is reduced to €1,000 and will disappear in January 2022. Finally, there'll be new rules for VAT in e-commerce. Online platforms and marketplaces are now liable for VAT, at least for part of the transactions. The reform initiated because of the significant VAT fraud observed in e-commerce was to come into force in January 2021, but was postponed due to the pandemic. Foreign tourists will have to pay for a COVID test from July the 7th. Following an announcement from the French government on Wednesday, PCR and antigen tests will no longer be free for foreign tourists coming to France, with a charge of up to €49 for PCR tests and €29 for antigen tests. The slowdown in vaccination in the Outre-Maritime is rising, where it's raising fears as well of a fourth wave. While the Outre-Maritime was the most affected department in France by the virus this winter, the incident rate fell to 15 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. However, the Regional Health Authority warns that the new Delta variant represents 23% of cases in the region, and despite the drop in the incident rate, we must remain mobilised. Locally, vaccinations are available at the Cap Tourmaline shopping centre in Saint-Laurent-du-Var until the 7th of July. Vaccinations are available from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. without an appointment, and are also available for over 12s with the parents' presence required. The Monaco Health Pass is to be made available in Monaco from July the 2nd. The government here in Monaco had announced the establishment of a health pass by July the 5th. However, it will now be available from tomorrow. People who will be vaccinated or tested from July the 2nd will receive their health pass automatically after the administration of the last dose of the vaccine or upon delivery of the test result. And for those already vaccinated or recovered from COVID before July the 2nd, they can apply for their health pass by filling out an online form on the website covid19.mc. And as a reminder, people can choose between the Monaco Safe Pass, which is valid in Monaco and France, or the European Health Pass, issued in the same way as the Monaco Safe Pass. Meanwhile, according to the mayor of Villeneuve-Loubet, the health pass, which is being introduced due to the health crisis, is discriminatory and will not be introduced for summer festivities in the town. Speaking at a council meeting on Wednesday, Lionel Luca said he is against the measure and that the town will continue to use restrictions such as reduced capacity, social distancing and the obligation to wear a mask. Finally, it's all change for public transport in the region as the Ligne d'Azur bus network from today introduces new services as well as new prices. From July the 1st, several new services will be offered to residents in terms of public transport on the Réseau Ligne d'Azur. Amongst the changes, 18 to 25-year-olds will be able to travel for free at weekends on presentation of a new weekend pass, which will cost €8 to subscribe to. And on certain bus lines, cyclists will be able to hang up their bikes on the back of the buses as part of the new cycling plan. Four new electric bus lines will be introduced, as well as shuttle buses for certain neighbourhoods. And being able to purchase a ticket on board a bus will be reintroduced. For more information and details, go to the website www.lignedazur.com.
The Euro 2020, brought to you by West Nautical, the experts in superyacht charter sales and management. Make your yachting experience the best it can be by contacting our multi-language experts today on 3348902 7211 or email info@westnautical.com.
The England manager Gareth Southgate has praised Raheem Sterling for his incredible resilience and hunger. Sterling scored 3 goals for England, including the opener against Germany on Tuesday. He's scored 15 goals in his past 20 England games, and Southgate says he's a fighter. The player's been heavily criticised by some England fans, but the manager says he's answered the questions. England play Ukraine and Rome on Saturday night for a place in the semi-finals. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah.
You sound less confident than you did about the Germany game. And the Netherlands manager Frank de Boer has left his job after his side suffered a shock defeat by the Czech Republic in the last 16. De Boer, who's 51, was only appointed last September, but announced on Wednesday he did not wish to continue. The Netherlands topped Group C and were tipped to do very well before they crashed out 2-0 to the Czech Republic on Monday. He didn't last long, did he?
No.
Yeah. Time for some more football news, and Benitez to Everton. Oh dear, that's going to ruffle a few feathers, isn't it?
Oh, calm down. Yeah, calm down.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United have agreed a fee with Borussia Dortmund for the transfer of England winger Jadon Sancho. The BBC's football correspondent John Murray has the details.
This represents the second loss of the week for Germany to England after Jadon Sancho has been one of the stars of the Bundesliga for the last 3 seasons. The 21-year-old Sancho has been a long-time target for Manchester United, who hoped to sign him last summer but found Borussia Dortmund unwilling to part with the England international. But a fee of around £73 million has been agreed, which will see Sancho return to the other side of Manchester, having left City for Germany when he was only 17 years old. And once the formalities of the transfer have been completed, it will see Jadon Sancho become Manchester United's 4th most expensive signing.
The former Liverpool and Chelsea manager Rafa Benitez is the new manager of Everton. He signed a 3-year contract and replaces Carlo Ancelotti, who left for Real Madrid at the start of June. The appointment has split the fan base, with some Everton fans vehemently opposed to his arrival, as the BBC's chief football writer Phil McNulty explains.
Benitez has had a fractious, shall we say, relationship with the club's fans in the past, purely on the back of one comment he made in 2007 when he described Everton as a small club, which he later admitted was a mistake, and he meant the way they played in a Merseyside derby was in the manner of a small team. He wasn't describing Everton in general as a small club. Some Everton fans haven't forgotten or forgiven that.
Another Premier League club confirmed their new manager on Wednesday. The former Wolverhampton Wanderers and Valencia boss Nuno Espirito Santo has joined Tottenham on an initial 2-year deal. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
No respect, disrespect to Nuno Espirito Santo, but is he really the big name that Tottenham want as a manager?
Who knows?
He did well at Wolves, but Jürgen Klinsmann's been public. He said he wanted the job, and Klinsmann's got a great pedigree. He loves Spurs. I can't understand why they didn't talk to him about it.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Tennis, Andy Murray is through to the third round of Wimbledon after beating the German qualifier Oscar Otte under the lights on centre courts. Murray led by a set and a break, but momentum switched to his opponent and the match went to 5 sets. Murray eventually came through 6-3, 4-6, 4-6, 6-4, 6-2. 7,500 fans watched the match inside centre courts. Also on Wednesday, top seed Novak Djokovic brushed aside Kevin Anderson in straight sets to reach the third round. In the women's event, the second seed, Aryna Sabalenka, beats Katie Bolter of Great Britain in 3 sets to reach round 3. And there were wins for the 8th seed, Karolina Pliskova, and the 2017 champion, Garbiñ Muguruza. And in cycling, the defending Tour de France champion Tadej Pogačar won the individual time trial on stage 5 of the race on Wednesday. Pogačar finished the 27.2-kilometre course in 32 minutes, 19 seconds quicker than Stefan Kung, who was second. Belgium's Mathieu van der Poel just hang on to the leader's yellow jersey. Today's 6th stage is 160.6 kilometres between Tours and Châteauroux, and looks like another one for the sprinters.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almera Sea in the VAR. The general situation is a depression, 1,012 millibars over the Gulf of Genoa, losing its identity. Winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 2 to 4 variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are west-southwesterly, force 5 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 3 to 5 variable winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Clear skies, moderate to strong westerly winds again across the Var today. Top temperatures 26 to 28 degrees in the Almaracim, 31 or 32 degrees in the Var. Overnight lows 20 to 22 degrees with clear skies. Friday and the start of the weekend mainly fine. Highs of 26 to 31 degrees.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer. Open air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally,
cats will be banned from going outside 24 hours a day under new rules that could see owners fined if pets leave their properties. A council is receiving lots of protest over its decision to introduce a 24-hour cat curfew in the neighbourhood, forcing them to stay at home. Knox City Council in Melbourne, Australia, voted to introduce the regulation, forcing cat owners to keep their pets on their property for 24 hours a day from October the 1st this year. And the move is designed to protect other local wildlife. So they don't eat the birds.
They do actually kill a lot of birds, and they're actually doing a lot of damage to the bird population, which is a shame, but God, you try keeping my cat in for 24 hours.
He might not want to stay with you for that long.
He'd hand in his notice.